If you provide unpaid care to a friend or relative, could be various reasons, whether that's chronic mental or physical illness, advanced age, frailty, or a disability, you are not alone. Lynn Stewart is with you right now from Caregivers Nova Scotia. There's support groups out there, Lynn. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
So tell us a bit about this program if folks are hearing for the first time, because we all know, especially these times are very challenging with the price of gas and groceries and everything going up, and then, of course, having to care for a loved one, there's a lot of stress that can happen there.
It's true. Caregivers Nova Scotia has been around for many, many years, 26, 27 years, and really it doesn't get enough attention. There's still not enough recognition out there. I think there's lots and lots of people that are in this situation and they just don't know that we exist. So another thank you for having us on today. We offer several different types of support, Bill. Again, those support groups that you had mentioned. So we offer peer support groups, 7 actually that I run across Cape Breton, but we are a provincial organization. No matter where you are in the province, there'd be a regional coordinator in your area that is also putting on support group. But we offer one-on-one support. We offer navigation. We offer advocacy, references, referrals, things like that. You know, navigation is a big part. We have a very, very complex system. And when you have a person in your life that just got a new diagnosis or there's a big transition in their life, that's a really important part of what we offer.
And of course, if folks are dealing with something like that right now, first of all, know that you're not alone. There's other people in our community that are dealing with similar things that are going on. So that's why this group was created, I'm guessing.
It's true. I think that as your caregiving needs increase and your caregiving duties increase alongside of that, sometimes people's social circles become smaller and smaller and what they're able to do. You know, we talk to people every day that have to leave their job or have to reduce their hours due to their caregiving role. And so sometimes it can feel very, very isolating. So that peer support group helps to combat that isolation, bring people together and help with that feeling of being isolated, being the only one that's in this situation. So that is definitely a big part of what we do.
If I'm hearing this going, thank goodness, finally somebody that I can speak to and find out more. How do I go about talking to somebody?
Yeah, great question. So you can always just reach out. So we have a website, caregiversns.org. You can find our information there, and under there's a space where it shows, you know, everybody on the team. There's a 1-800 number right at the bottom of that page, and then you would be able to find the regional coordinator's email and phone number. Mine is 902-595-0128.
Appreciate this and some great information there. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of calls and a lot of inquiries through that email as well. Thanks very much once again.
Yeah, no problem. Take good care, Bill.